Well, we're talking air conditioning. In the month of July here in Arizona, because it's probably the one thing that's on most people's mind. I know it was on my mind a lot this last week.
We were talking about that. It got warm.
How many people did you have on your phones this week?
It was nonstop.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yeah, just nonstop. The best thing we can do is prioritize those calls, and we do the best we can. So,
how would you want people to reach out to Rias?
Yeah, so I'm going to ask everybody who's listening or who is interested in finding out a little bit more about us and our company to not call my phone number. I've got three guys on call.
You're dealing with too many emergencies.
We're taking care of our emergency service calls on all three of our lines. So obviously, if there is an emergency, please call. But if you want just information about the energy audit or our free consultation service where we come out to your home, it's one of my building analysts will come out, look around the house, look at your bill, and then tell you, if we honestly think the audit's good for you or not good for you, to help you out making that decision process. But if you visit us at reis.com, that's reis.com, you can just fill out a contact form. And even if you do have any burning questions, I'm more than happy to take any phone calls as well.
What does a whole house energy audit cost?
It costs $99. So you pay that $99, and then that entitles you to any and all rebates from the utility providers. So
how long does it take?
To get the rebate?
Yeah. No, to get the energy audit.
It takes an average of 2 to 3 hours, depending on the size of the home.
Okay. And will your tech be leaving a copy with them at that point?
It's actually a little bit exhausting. We'll leave you that day with a 22-page report on all the data that we collected and any and all recommendations we might have for you.
And it gives the homeowner the opportunity to take a look at the whole house.
That's right. Yep. So we'll break it into phases for our homeowners. So we'll show you, we have to show you everything that we find and everything that is needed on the house. But then almost 99% of the time, we can break that into phases over the next couple years. And here's where to start. Here's where to finish.
Here's the priority based on your highest expected return on investment.
Yeah,
it's a great report.
It is, yeah. So we're going to meet your expectations of whether it's saving money or comfort or whatever the category is. We'll be able to prioritize down to meet that expectation for you.
Romy, let's bring Jenny into the conversation, calling from Arizona City. I think she has a question that is on the mind of a lot of Arizona homeowners. Good morning, Jenny. Let me introduce you to Jeff from Rias.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Rosie.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a house that I'm a renter, so
okay.
I do not have a thermostat that's programmable. I got one from Home Depot, and I couldn't figure the bloody thing out, so I took it back. it was so complicated, I couldn't even. It was nuts. So I am doing super, super cooling, and I'm running like heck sometimes. Sometimes I have to turn it off at 2, and then, sometimes I don't get back till 9:30 at night or 10 o'clock at night. I'm doing okay. I'm sorry I've lost my bloody bill because I was going through things and trying to get things organized and figure out what I'm doing here. But it hasn't been horrible, but it's not great. But I'm wondering is since I don't have a programmable cooler or a smartphone to turn it on and off with, when I have to go be away for like a week, what do I set this thing at to keep from being killed?
I have
house plants and refrigerators, and one of them is kind of old, so I don't want to lose my, they could just go out.
Let's answer that question, because the other layers of questions, I'd have to have her on the phone for more time than we've got left. But
yeah,
when you're leaving for a week, what do you do?
It really depends what you have in your house, okay? So if you have oil paintings, really expensive items as far as artwork goes, you're not going to want to go too far north of about 82, 83 degrees. If you don't have a lot that of valuables or expensive art or things that will get damaged because of the heat, 86, 87, I'm pretty comfortable leaving homes at. That's not going to cause any damage to you, and especially won't cause damage to your bill. You need to get a programmable thermostat on that. And Jenny, just whatever part of the valley you're in, just send us fill out a contact form on my website, and we'll come put on a programmable thermostat for you for free, just so you don't have to deal with this anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
Jenny, I feel your pain. Yeah. I went through two programmables, and I just gave up. I'm back to manual again for the time being.
Back to the old Honeywell dial, right?
It works.
Mercury dial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Jenny, we'll get your information, and we'll get you taken care of in that situation. But, yeah, every homeowner should have a programmable thermostat.
All right, Jeff. Thanks a million for coming in. We appreciate it. Again, if people wanted to get in touch with Reis.
Yeah, just follow our website, reeis.com.
All right, folks. Hopefully something you've learned in the last hour is going to help you stay more comfortable and cool on the desert floor of Arizona, as well as up above the rim.
And that wraps up a month of air conditioning here at Rosie on the House. August is water month. So we'll be joined with experts on water treatment, water management, water shed,